For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother.
Come on. Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
No, shut up.
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fuck you, terrible.
That just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so uptight over nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly
lying. Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
More attention.
Need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Recording in progress. Got it. It is annoying. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a very special Christmas edition of Punch Drunk Sports.
Yeah, this episode, Dudley gets molested.
In this episode, Dudley gets molested. Of course, who would just jump out with a shout out towards John Molestus? Our good friend Chad Sumach is here.
Yeah.
Never not in trouble with his mouth. And Johnny's never not in love with his mouth. Johnny, show us that.
I really don't know what that one meant.
I mean, you are of all of my buddies that I think would probably, I don't want to say suck the best dick, but like the most romantic kind of, like you would be gentle, okay. But okay. Thorough. Gentle, but right? Thorough.
Yeah, fair it. Enough.
If if you had to suck a celebrity's dick, who would it be? This is also a question goes out to you, Dumont.
Of course it goes out to me.
You both got to suck a celebrity's dick. It could be a fighter. It just has to be somebody like that everybody would know.
Why would you go straight to fighter?
Could be one of our buddies. And you got to suck. Okay, you got to suck the dick. And to completion, but here's the kicker. Now you get to be buddies with, like, now you're in. You don't have to suck his dick anymore, but you're like.
Is that the only reward, though? What's the, okay, here's Sam. What's the had to part? What's the, what's the stakes here?
The stakes are you suck this guy's dick. He fucking shoots up the club right in your mouth. But after you suck his dick, you only got to suck his dick once. You get to be like his, not his best friend, but you're in his crew.
Yeah, I won't do that. That's not.
Yeah, why would you want to hang out with that guy?
Let's say it's Jordan. You get to suck Jordan's dick one time. And then for the rest of your life, you get to golf with Jordan, hang out with him, go to the club. All the benefits that come with hanging out with
Jordan.
Why
don't you tell us who you would choose?
Because I'm asking the fucking question, bro. I already got my
you
answer.
Go on then.
Clearly Youngway Koo. Clearly Youngway Koo. Okay, one, Asian guy. Probably doesn't have a menacing dong in his pants. Two, fucking bam. Falcon tickets. No problem.
But anytime shit goes wrong, you're just like, dude, you suck my dick. You're a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. If push comes to shove, he does have the Trump card up his sleeve. Sure. Guys, join the show. Sam Triple. What I just told you my answer. Or it
dude, I want to Sam.
Antifa for the rest of the show, please.
Antifa sounds like the kind, like what they changed Aunt Jemima to Antifa syrup. You should make Antifa syrup.
I should make Antifa syrup?
Yeah. Instead of Aunt Jemima
syrup. Hey, Chad, how are you? Any interesting videos out lately?
There's no videos.
Some interesting videos?
No, I was Sam doing Chipper a live
the show.
And I won't mention names. Somebody jumped in and attacked you and I defended you. And then sure enough, you know how that stuff works. I don't have to explain it. It's gone.
What's like some show? What's
one
like a talk show?
And I'm already fucking putting out fires.
I was explaining. I was like, I got to see Chipley on Friday. It was great. Sold out show. He's like a Pied Piper. People are chasing him around.
I don't want to get into it, T-Bow. I don't want to discuss
it. You brought it up. You said on the show.
Between me and Chad.
I don't know if a podcast is the perfect time for that. You could have texted him that all day. Now nobody knows what we're talking about. But.
All right, man. Let's Chad, who's talk dick sports would you in a while. I want to talk some sports.
You guys, all you know, you got out of a dick sucking by getting me to admit I'd blow Youngway Koo. That's cool. That's some bullshit.
Hey,
that's
dude.
Some bullshit.
Hey, dude. I banged that trans that was on Joe Rogan's show. I banged right in front of you guys as you guys watch me just fucking wreck that shitter, dog.
So we're that doesn't all... count again. That Why? Doesn't count.
Oh, that's, so, okay. All right. Well, what I male... would do it anyways, even if there wasn't what? A bet. Just to let you
that's
know.
That's just your side. That's your side shit. I'm saying, what dude's dick would you suck if you got to hang out with that dude all the time after one suck off? And no one knows about the suck off but you and him.
Okay, who would I do? Probably fucking Bobby Lee. He's got Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, I would just
You already know Dr. Ken. You get nothing out of that.
You don't. Yeah, all you get is
well,
a
I get to hang out
Asian
a little more because he does cool shit.
And he gets to suck less dick. Like
yeah,
literally
that's
less
true.
Dick.
That's it. You guys can suck more dick and do cool shit, or I can suck less dick and do cool shit. So pick it up. Pick it
all
up.
The Sam gets all the Sam gets out of this is that fucking California roll in his mouth.
So much to talk about the NBA. I know we got NFL going. Have you guys started talking? Because I haven't talked sports in a while. I want to discuss stuff.
I want to bring something up real quick if I can. I'm
please,
not,
please
not to hijack. Let me ask you this.
Is there anything that was talked in private?
No. With the NBA protocol where you have to sit out 10 games because of COVID and you can test negative after four. Let me ask you this. How come Michael Jordan was able to play with that quote unquote flu game where he ate a bad pizza?
Or how about, dude, let's not even go back that far. LeBron James straight up got to play. LeBron, listen. So when this whole thing kicks off, right, and they blame Rudy Gobert, who was not in, right, but they say he's patient zero, right? So they had him caught. They banned him. So a bunch of Lakers tested positive. They named two and everybody else is naming their players. The Lakers did not name their players, which lets you know it's straight up LeBron James. Think about that, dude. Think about that. Every team that played at Staples Center was having some kind of some corona outbreak. Who was in China when everything was going down? Who went and played in China, then came back? 100%, dude. LeBron James, I know he's a Cleveland superstar, but I can tell you, dude, that the NBA, if you really ask them, cannot wait till this guy leaves the league because he drags down ratings now. People have got LeBron James fatigue before he just became this political hack. And now they're really over him, dude. They're really over him. And why would you ever want to play with LeBron when they blame you for would they blame everybody but LeBron James for the problem? LeBron James puts together every team he's on. And then he goes around crying that he doesn't have anybody. You put the team together, man. Every time you force the NBA, you basically work through back channels to get Zion Williams to New Orleans so that Anthony Davis could come to the Lakers. You get Anthony Davis, you win that ring, which I think is super,
asterisk.
Like probably the hardest ring to get because everybody was on the same playing field. Like there wasn't home court advantage, right? You saw all these rookies killing it. So they win that, right? And then after that, dude, Anthony Davis doesn't give a fuck anymore. And then they basically force LeBron James, Russell Westbrook to the fucking Lakers. He basically gets them there. And now they're letting Russell Westbrook get all the shit because they're not winning when LeBron's been either hurt or in COVID or everything. And he like comes back and he does what he always does, which has a triple double. And everyone's like, oh my God, LeBron is trying so hard and nobody cares because he just cares about his stats. They give so much shit to Russell Westbrook about caring about his stats. When in reality, LeBron James is a giant stat stuffer.
Rack, triply, Tebow, go.
Guys, look how big this Coke can is in my giant hand. I've grown so much since you last seen me.
That's your counterpoint, Jason? That's your counterpoint?
Counterpoint, giant hand. My dick looks like I'm holding a Tic Tac when I'm rock hard.
This show will never get picked up by ESPN if you don't counterpoint.
Hey, Magical would say otherwise. Magical would say otherwise.
Magical would sell this show, but replace us with mainstream alt comics that he thinks won't offend anybody.
Jessica Kirsten will be on it for some reason.
I love Jessica Kirsten.
I did too.
Like, he just loved everybody but us, right? Let's do a show with a bunch of lesbians because people want to hear those hot takes.
Yeah, he did. They literally like, hey, we got all these plans. We know you guys got all these listeners. You guys are one of the OGs. I love the sports angle. I love you guys, and I love Ari. I mean, I think there are places this could go. We're just going to sit down, watch what you guys record one episode real quick, and then it's fucking going to get you guys suited, fitted for suits, and it's good to go. And then we're fucking goddamn bleaching Ari's asshole or something like this, and then we never heard from them again. Never, literally, never heard from them again. Next time we heard from him again was two years later.
And every time, 2 years later,
when they had to have a sit down with all the females that worked there and have like a sex education class to make sure they were fine with whatever we were doing. I don't know if All Things Comedy ever got us. Whatever, really.
I did think it was funny. Ari,
what we were doing.
I did think it was funny. Ari wore Kobe's jersey at Louis J. Gomez's roast. I thought that was pretty funny.
Right. Ari is the king of trolls.
I mean, dude, really is the king of trolls. Funny. We would do the All Things Comedy Festival, and we would be the talk of the festival.
Oh, they had to remember. They had to. they had to darken out all of the windows of the studio where we were doing the live podcast. And they kept asking us, hey, yeah, I'm happy to have you guys down here. It's going to be great. Oh, by the way, you're completely sold out. Like, you're the number one ticket request at the festival. Well, just run your show. But like, what do we got in store here? You know, like, oh, just usual. Everyone's got to stick a hot dog up their asshole. And then Steve Renazzisi has to reenact a gay porno with two complete strangers while rubbing chicken parmesan all over each other's naked bodies. The usual podcast stuff, just the standards. They go, oh, okay. Are you kidding? Nope. That's what we got planned.
Local gay.
Then one random, like probably 14-year-old black kid walks in, like selling candy off the street. While once, and Triple's like, hey, buddy, come on out over here. And I go, I'm like, oh, boy. You could see magical. All you could see all those suits just put in. Bertolina, you could see them just put their head in their hands in their lap, like, oh God, please, please don't go where they think this is going. As you bring a 15-year-old black kid up into your gay porno with all of our names and liabilities are on the hook for this.
So he's like those kids that sell like candy bars?
Podcast stuff.
Yes.
100%. He just walked in the room and was like, oh, hey, anybody want to buy a candy bar? Like. And we made him tell the joke, and then we bought some candy from him, and then we fucked the shit out of him.
Hey, come on.
No, we didn't. He didn't even have any shit in him, but he did get a real pounding. He really got what was coming to him.
So funny, dude.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Did anybody...
Oh, my God. They started doing Jew jokes? You remember that?
Yeah, he was telling Jew jokes to a Jew. And then I knew everything was right in the world. And then right in that moment, a black hole of time and space continuum opened up right in the middle of the room. And Magical goes, I knew this would happen, you bastards.
Oh, dude, it did not matter how hard we rocked.
I heard that little kid selling candy has a Netflix special now.
He probably does. Probably produced by Bill Burr and Al Magical.
I hear Bill Burr did Brian Holtzman's special. That's which, right. I'm excited to see.
Yeah, the guy recorded it in the main room.
There's certain guys out there that just everybody just wants to help them get a million things going, right?
Well, you know what
Brian
I think?
Brian Holtzman, yeah, Rick Ingram, like
Piggy Glazer.
Right? They're just like, dude, we got to get these guys up. It's like, and I love all them. They're all wonderful comics. I love them, the pieces, but what happened to the guys who are grinding all the time? Yeah. How about the guys who are just fucking grinding constantly?
And can
on the
somebody
road,
please...
selling shit, podcasting. They're doing it.
Yep. Can somebody please get fucking Bert Kreischer a break too? Can somebody please watch this guy do some stand up? I think you can find someone on YouTube.
I love Nikki and she knows I love her, but I just want her to get an opportunity.
I'm worried about Kreischer having to sleep in the streets. I really am. I'm worried about him, and I'm worried about Segura.
You know, dude, here's the whole thing, though. I mean, like, Kreischer gets results though. That's my whole thing.
Oh, those guys work hard. I'm just,
but you know, I mean, I love every, I want them all to get whatever they want. It's just like, there's like people out there, like fucking, you know, who like nobody helps that grinds all the time. And he's self-made.
I appreciate it.
No, but, Brett Ernst is somebody like that. Like that dude is always grinding, dude.
He's gotten way more Italian since the pandemic.
He's getting Cobra Kai heat though. He's getting some Cobra Kai heat.
Good. I mean, he deserves, and he's a great, I hadn't seen Brett in a while, you know, and I got to see him at Skankfest. The dude's a great comic, bro.
I love the guy.
I'm opening
him
for him on New Year's at Side Splitters here in Tampa. It's just a two-man show, me and Brent. So come on out if you live in the Tampa area. If you saw Sam Tripoli, which I was very impressed, Sam, your fucking act is hilarious, man. And I can't believe you're following it. You're like, I told Johnny, you're like the Pied Piper. Like, it's unbelievable. It's weird. They love you. They're obsessed with you.
It is weird.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one to admit it, because I really thought it was never going to happen. So I like, so, but that's why, like, I spent like 2 hours at the show meeting with everybody. I'm like, hey man, please don't leave me. And I hug them as they walk. I'm like, don't go, stay, don't leave me. And yeah, man, I just celebrated 5 years yesterday for Tinfoil Hat. 5 years ago, December 13, 2016, I decided to start Tinfoil Hat. My first guest was Eddie Bravo, and the rest is history. And it's just cool, you know, to be able to go out there and just do, you know, it's like, it's so cool to do home games.
Be the holiday hero this year and get your loved one something they'll actually use, and that's a freezable pipe, bubbler, or bong from Freeze Pipe. Freeze Pipe makes a unique line of glass pieces scientifically engineered to cool cannabis smoke by hundreds of degrees. The results will shock you, and you'll be taking monster rips with zero chest or throat burn. These thick glass pieces all use cutting-edge water filtration and freezable glycerin chambers. Pop one of the glycerin chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through these icy passageways, it's instantly cooled by over 300 degrees. You'll notice smoother, bigger hits without the throat burning or intense coughing. Most people report they cough less, but everyone reports these are the smoothest bongs they've ever tried, and with thousands of happy customers across the globe, it's easy to see why. Start taking smoother, bigger hits today with an icy Freeze Pipe. And with huge Cyber Monday deals going on right now, this is Freeze Pipe's biggest sale of the year. Visit thefreezepipe.com to see their entire lineup. And if something you want isn't on sale, use the code PUNCH for 10% off. That's thefreezepipe.com. Check out their Cyber Monday sales running all week long and use the code PUNCH for 10% off.
Yeah, you got the celebrity pop. Like when I brought Chris Rock to the stage, there's this pop. I brought Tim Dillon to stage earlier this year, and I go, oh, he's got the celebrity pop. Now Tripoli's got the pop.
I remember when Whitney got that. The first time I brought Whitney on stage, when she had just started doing like everything. Like she was on, had her own show. She was like doing Chelsea Handler's show. I mean, God, what a garbage person. Do you think her and Joe Coy, when they make love, they have like a laugh track in the room just to elicit the comedy? If you picked a couple, would you pick those two? After all the black dick
are they a couple?
Chelsea Handler's had, she's going to suddenly go Asian?
Are they dating? I didn't even know they were dating.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, why do I know that? That's the worst thing. Why do I know that?
You're the only one on the show that knew that.
They're really dating?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I remember when Whitney got her first nose. I remember Whitney's when she got her nose.
Hey, Sam.
I go way back.
Hey, Johnny, can you be a nerd dork and create a tracker that could tell us the color of Whitney's hair in real time?
We could do it like the it's her sanity, but you know how they used to do the terror scale, you know?
Yeah. Oh, like, that's so funny. Like, dude, blue. Whitney Cummings sanity, and it's based on a color chart like the terrorist fucking warnings. It.
What, hey, Sam, Ari says that he cannot make it. First of all, he's in the Dominican Republic taking advantage of this exchange rate down there, it sounds like. Big surprise, Jew. But he said to check out his Instagram post, his latest Instagram post, you specifically, Sam.
Oh, can you pull it up?
Yes, I can. Let me do that now.
Pull it up.
Johnny, while you do that real quick, I'll tell a funny Whitney story. Remember when Jeff Scott passed away and they had that Zoom thing?
Yeah, for
Jeff
yeah, Scott yeah,
and everybody
yeah,
was talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Whitney kind of took it over. I think she had a little bit of red wine. Anyways, she's just walking around in her mansion with her. She had a silk Asian kind of robe on, and she had her hair up in a bun, and she's walking around. And then Theo popped into the Zoom. You know, there's 80, 90 people on this thing. Theo pops in, and he goes, Whitney, how rich are you that you're Asian now?
That's funny. I got to be good friends with Whitney's sister, Ashley. She does my podcast. She's not a big fan of Whitney.
I know.
She's very quick to tell people.
You seem to go to all those siblings that hate the other siblings on podcasting.
Yeah, what is that? Why do you? Are you going to eventually have brother on?
If LeBron has a brother... If LeBron has a brother that hates him, you and Sam will be fucking over the moon to listen to your podcast.
How long till Johnny's sister's on the show?
Oh, I'm booking her now.
I should never do it. Wait, who is Whitney dating? I missed that part.
Joe Coy.
No, Chelsea Handler's dating Joe Coy.
Oh, yeah, Joe Coy. Okay. I don't know. You know, Ari told me to send you this, but it's just, I don't know if it's a joke, like he wants us to help promote his show or what. I'm just going to show you what it is, and then you can.
That's the latest post. Maybe it's his stories.
I looked there too, and there was nothing that seemed relevant. Here,
if anybody would self-promote on a show that he's no longer on, it would be this fucking guy.
I mean, there's no message to you in this. Are you a big Nirvana or Pearl Jam fan?
I do think that's funny ass picture. Yeah. All I know, dude, is that these New York City. That's so funny, dude. Yeah. Let me get the makeup. That's so funny. All I know, dude, is that. That all these New York City comics are tall as fuck.
I remember you saying that.
Dude, like Joe List is like 6'3".
I would have never guessed that. I would have guessed he was a small
Nick
guy.
Nick Mullen is funny as fuck.
Yeah,
Nick Mullen from Cumtown.
Shane funny. Gillis is tall.
Shane Gillis is tall, dog.
Shane Gillis looks tall.
He looks like a lineman.
Shane Gillis
yeah, he
is
looks
tall.
Like he played like
Sam Morrell is tall.
Yeah, you're right.
Gomez is tall. Big J's
tall. Gomez is tall and thick.
You know what I hear when you run down this names? It's just a bunch of guys that would have been way better on SNL than anybody who's on there, except for the people you're friends with. Yes.
Thank you.
I was going to add that part. But, I mean, dude, my girlfriend wanted to watch it because they had like Billie Eilish on. And it was so bad, bro. It was so bad.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Like, we talk about this all the time on set. And I want to get back to basketball because...
Yeah,
it's chaos. Right
I want
now.
To hear your take on Marcus Morris Sr.
I want to talk about Evan Mobley, bro. My pick of rookie of the year.
I'm pushing that guy to beat all LeBron's records and just totally erase everything he did.
He's a game changer, dude. He is a game changer. You guys finally got that guy. I mean, outside LeBron, nobody's really changed your team like that. Even though Kyrie Irving is like, the more and more I think of that top 75 greatest of all time, how Damian Lillard makes it over Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving, I don't even understand. It's so fucking ridiculous and offensive. And he's falling off now, which is something interesting, man. You know, say whatever you want. You know, what's always the thing about Steph Curry? They're always like, oh, my God, if he played back with a bad boy, blah, 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 he wouldn't be able to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know, maybe. Probably wouldn't have as long a career. But shoot or shoot, right? But if you take a look at what's happening this year with this, like, allowing more like, physical defense, who's the only guy who hasn't fallen off? Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, James Harden, all these other guys are struggling because they're getting checked. Steph Curry's still killing them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a good point.
You know, I mean, he's just a next, like he, dude, if he wins another championship, you really have to ask yourself, whose era was it? LeBron's or Steph Curry's?
I would say
Steph Curry.
It comes down to this. I hated Steph because for what he did to the Cavs, and I used to hate Tom Brady but now I love Tom Brady, and I'm starting to love Steph Curry. It's weird. I don't know why.
I'm on Brady, too. The older he gets, the more I think it's cool what he's doing.
I love it. I love it.
My teams always are the enemy of the greatest player in the league, right? So, like, when I was young, I was a Patrick Ewing fan who happened to be on the Knicks, right? If Patrick Ewing had gone to Chicago or anywhere, I would have been that fan. Like, I just happened to live in New York where he went.
Who was he? Who was his enemy? Houston?
No, they were banging with the Bulls in the Eastern Conference.
John Starks.
I wouldn't consider him the. I would think more the Pistons were the enemy of the Bulls than the Knicks back then. You know what I mean?
Well, or that was early on.
Yeah.
The second run with
when Jordan was gone, that's when like Pippen was, it was like them against Pippen, and then they
Jeff
just
Van Gundy.
They, yeah, that's when the Bulls, that was okay, when Jordan was gone.
Let me just make my point. The point is that, you know, Jordan was on the Bulls when I was a Patrick Ewing Knick fan. Now I'm a Clippers fan because they moved out here. This is right when they trade Patrick Ewing to Seattle, treating him like shit. I'm like, fuck you, Knicks. So I become a Clipper fan at that point. And guess who we're taking on? Fucking Steph Curry now. And at first we were housing them. And then they just flipped the script. They got all these guys. And I remember telling Al Magical that year that they went nuts. I go, dude, I think this is the greatest lineup I've ever seen. Like, there's no weakness in this lineup. And turns out, you know, they end up going on this incredible run. But you know, it's like, it's impossible to love basketball and not love Steph Curry. He's like everything you love in a, like his style, his game is great. I think they got to bring back hand checking past the 3-point line. Cause like these guys are too good of shooters. It's just like, you can't touch them. You got to be able to touch them a little bit to keep the offense honest. But dude, I mean, like, he's the best. I mean, like, he's the greatest shooter of all time, right after Larry Bird, I think.
Do you agree with Sam? Let's go to the phones, Johnny.
Let me see. All right, no, we don't have anybody. Wow.
No one's calling in?
Nobody's calling in. Unbelievable.
I remember the call-ins. They were so great. Nice white quarterback. It was a really great show.
Where you bet is just as important as who you bet on, and that's why we at Punch Drunk always tell people to put their money down at MyBookie. There's a ton of NFL action this weekend to bet on. We have the Patriots traveling to Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Colts are getting 2 points there. The Cowboys are taking on the Giants in New York. The Cowboys are 11-point favorites. They're going off at minus 11. We also have the Cardinals favored by 12.5 at Detroit. That's an interesting line to me. Also, Vikings at Bears. The Vikings are favored by 5.5. Another interesting line. And the Saints are getting 11 points going to Tampa Bay. If you are a glutton for punishment, you can also bet on the Tyron Woodley-Jake Paul rematch, which is Saturday night. Don't miss out on a winning season. Head to MyBookie and use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, one word, and you'll get double your first deposit. That's promo code PUNCHDRUNK, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie.
Yeah, but dude, this year is going to be great. You know, Chris Paul gets a ring. Where's that put him? I think that puts him right under the big three, which in my humble opinion is Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, Isaiah Thomas. Those are the three greatest point
guards. I was pulling for Phoenix, man. I love the fact he's just like my kind of guy, underdog, angry quarterback. Everywhere he goes, he wins. I was pulling for Phoenix.
Everywhere he goes, the owners lose their franchise.
That's true.
Right. You know, I mean, but that's why everybody loves the Greek Freak. That's why, like, this guy's old school. He doesn't want to be your friend. He wants to kill you. And that's another thing. LeBron James era, when they look back, will be the year that everybody just cheated to win by just teaming up. And the ratings sucked. And as soon as he got, dude, look at the NBA finals. As soon as the rating, were the ratings good? I can't remember. I enjoyed the finals. I thought it was a great finals. I can't remember.
Last year?
Playoffs overall were great without LeBron.
They were terrible in the bubble and they weren't that great last year. But when they start distancing themselves from social justice shit and Black Lives Matter, they knew they were killing themselves. I mean, I was turned off by it. I was like, I don't want to watch this bullshit. I don't want to hear fucking Steve Kerr yell at me.
How soon till Enes Kanter's out of the NBA?
They're gonna box him out.
There's no way after this contract. If he's on the last year of a contract, no one's gonna sign him. He's gonna get fucking blackballed. There's no way they'll sign that guy after what he's saying about China.
But you got to respect him. I respect him. I don't know where you stand with Kyrie. Where do you stand with Kyrie? Because I honestly think what he's doing is braver than any athlete, braver than anything. What's his name from the 49ers did? Just the fact that he would walk away from that. And, you know,
they're disgusting about him coming back. Now they're working out a way to get him back. You know, dude, I mean, as the narrative begins to change, how many booster shots have you gotten, Chad? Let's take a game.
I'm unvaccinated.
Stop. Oh, you ruined it, dude. We're going to play a game called How Many Boosters Does Chad Have? So, I was going to bid $1.
So does Ari have another Instagram? What? Ari sent me a thing. He said, that's my other account. While he's on the air, tell him to look up at Ari Shaffir. He will get a kick out of it. I don't see that he has another Instagram. I just see RIP Ari Shaffir.
Maybe you're blocked.
Tell him.
Could be.
Tell him to get new writers.
Did you look it up? Do you see it?
What?
Go to lemonparty.org. Chad, have you been to that website?
I think you sent me the link. Yeah, it's disgusting.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's just a couple of pals hanging out, living the retired life.
By the way, it's all of ours future, by the way.
Oh, God. If there's a God in heaven, there's a God in heaven. That's going to be me when I'm 51.
Uncool.
Did you see what it was, Johnny?
Lemon party? Yeah, it's old dudes.
No, I know. I can't tell, Jason, if you are doing that joke ironically
retarded.
Because you know that was like the number one thing that people sent around like in the early days of the internet, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, I can't.
I don't know what it is.
He was blackout drunk when that happened.
I just can't tell if he's doing it ironically, like, oh, nobody's gonna know what this is. I'll get it to him. Or
I don't know what it is. I'm asking, what is it?
Okay.
People keep telling me.
Yeah, well, people at home, yeah,
badass.
Just Google Lemon Party. Google image search Lemon Party.
Yeah. Also, Google two chicks, one cup.
Like that's on the level though. Like two girls, one cup.
Hard in the paint on that shit.
I know. Well. What's that one?
I got a new joke.
I was in a video called 10 Guys, 1 Bucket.
I got a new joke about, you know who really fucked up? The personal appearance agent of the two chicks from Two Chicks, One Cup. They should have been on tour, writing books, you know, having cookbooks, writing memoirs.
Maybe a Broadway show.
Speaking. I used to eat my friend's poop. Now I got Jesus, right? Just fucking selling out arenas, bro. You know, just someone dropped the ball on that, dog.
Hear me out on this. Hear me out on this one.
By the way,
up on ice,
Chad
on
is
ice.
Opening for them on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Guys, he's opening up for Two Chicks, One, three-person show.
I'm actually middling. The Bagel Boss is hosting. So we got the 6-7 Falcons.
Where is that guy?
I think he's dead. I don't know.
But that guy's totally right that women openly discriminate against short guys. Like they're crying about how nobody wants to fuck a fat chick. Why nobody wants to fuck? Like, dude, this is women. They either want you tall or super short, right? Like they're into midgets.
Yeah. Are they?
Women love midgets.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, they really? Love them because it's like reverse baby thing.
Dude, I've opened for Brad Williams
back in the womb.
I've opened for Brad Williams. They're all over him. All over him. Yeah.
You know why? Because Brad Williams has two floors ahead, which is an indicator of how big your dick is.
It's a true. I saw it on Reddit. He's not lying.
Look at his big forehead. I got bolts in the side of my neck.
UFC 269. What do you guys think, Chad?
I didn't know. It was fucking great, man.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Why don't you watch UFC, bro?
I watch it. I just don't follow it like I do football, NBA. I'm the big three guy. And I'm down to the big two, not the Cleveland Indians change their name to the Guardians. So
fuck that.
You love
that's
Don
so
Barrett's
dumb.
Podcast?
Just get rid of the mascot. They should have got rid of Chief Wahoo. That was the offensive thing. And just let them keep calling them the Indians. Who cares?
They should have been called the Cleveland baseball team.
Guardians, it's so stupid.
It's the worst. It's
and their explanation for it, it's like
I like dumb. Cleveland tribal scumbags. That would have been
better than the fucking Guardians.
Yeah, the what Guardians about the Cleveland? So gay, bro. Sounds like somebody who molested Chad Zumok, right?
I like the Cleveland dirty, dirty, dirty savages.
Hear me out on this one. I got one. What about the Cleveland race traders and your mascot's a big fat white chick that's pregnant?
Yeah. That worked.
They should have doubled down and just called them the Redskins.
That's funny. They should have been called the Cleveland Washington Redskins. The Cleveland Washington Redskins is hilarious.
That's a good crush.
That's a good tweet.
Can you guys believe though that they've been called the Washington football team for this long?
I was just gonna say, and I swear I'm not even doing a bit right now.
I think that's what people want now. They're like, that's
I like it.
It's unbelievable though.
I think it's badass.
It's kind of like football.
I hated it.
FC.
I hated it when they said they were gonna do it, and in the last 2 years, I actually really do like it, and I think their uniforms are badass with the numbers on. It's very old school.
They do look good. Yeah.
It's intimidating. Yeah. There's a big knock on the door, and you're like, hey, who's outside right now? They're fucking pissed, and they're here to fucking hurt you. Who? The Washington football team. Fuck!
Washington football team?
But if I go, oh, it's Seattle Seahawks, you're like, I'm not worried about a couple of Seahawks. But if a whole Washington football team's there to kick my ass, I'm fucking, you know what I mean? Get my hands up.
Yeah, I could fuck up a Seahawk, but a football team?
There's some head movement. There's some fucking 49ers here, and they're fucking.
Wait, okay, let's think about this. What's the best mascot? Like the one that would fuck you up the worst if it was outside the door.
It's got to be the Kraken, bro.
What NFL team is that?
You just made up teams.
The fucking Seattle NHL team.
Well, yeah, but that's fuck NHL. We're talking about football.
Oh.
Of the NFL, which one is Titans? Sounds like scary. Giants. A giant would fuck you up. Giant
a Raider, bro.
Raider's a good Raider. One. Raiders, Vikings, and Raiders. Right,
dude, it's impossible.
Dude, a Panther, choose your face
Raider
off.
Fan.
I know Raider and a Viking.
Do
a
I
Buccaneer.
Look like Assassin's Creed right now?
Yeah,
do
you like do. Assassin's yeah, Creed. You look like fucking bootleg Assassin's Creed. Like
you look
a really
like the
ghetto
Punisher.
Ass Assassin's Creed.
You look like if like the person drawing the sketch of the Unabomber had something against Armenians. That's what you look like.
UFC 269, Chad, what'd you think?
You look like an Arminian Trayvon Martin.
Yeah. That is who he looks like.
I watched Lomachenko win. I didn't watch any of this. So.
It was the good fights, bro. Good fights, dude.
You said Chinko?
Lomachenko.
Chinko. That's where the Russian and
I apologize for that.
Are. That's what they call those people, Chinko.
isn't that who built the mostly built the Transcontinental Railroad, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone who has more UFC fighters that look like him than Tony Hinchcliffe? Like, he's the number one guy.
Girl and guy fighter.
Girl and guy, right? Charles Oliveira and Joanna fucking champion. Both look
he even
like
kind of looks like, he even looks like that picture of Juliana Pena right there.
It really does. Dude, these are good fights, man. By the way, dude, bunch of, you know, what's very interesting is when you want to throw a fight for a fighter you want to do well, you throw him in with a Mexican. Both, you know, on some of the early fights in the Lomachenko card, there were dudes. How about Muhammad Ali's guy? Did you watch that, Johnny?
Muhammad
Ali's grandson?
No.
Can you look it up? The guy he fought? He literally fought like tech support at like GoDaddy. You have to see this guy. I was rooting for him. He is the real life version of Glass Joe, dude. I mean, he actually could win though. He had like, he was 6-0. But
you saying he had a tomato can?
The guy he just fought is what you're saying. Like, Nico.
Yeah, the guy he fought this weekend.
Nico Ali Walsh, the guy he fought. Okay. Hold on. You'll have to give me a second here. You can vamp
dude, it's crazy. But like they all threw dudes in with fucking Mexicans who didn't give a fuck. They were just like, I'll fucking take this fight. Fucking
dude, this guy is so Mexican. His name is Reyes Sanchez. That's the guy he fought. Reyes Sanchez.
And he looks like tech support. Like, hello. Hello, my name is Tom. I am from Huntington Beach. I am just hanging out on the beach, having a good time. Can I tell you about GoDaddy's new excited offer?
Oh, I see what you're saying. He really does.
And your room for Glass Joe. Look at him. He's
yeah,
like,
he really does. You're so
he
right.
looks 14.
Yeah. Well, his body looks 14, but his face looks like he's.
He looks like Jessica I from behind.
Yeah, it's like, but dude, he was 6-0.
That's Muhammad really? Ali's grandson or great grandson.
Can you look who fucking Ray Sanchez has beat? Can you look up any of the people, any of his fights on the internet? Oh, I hate. Goofy, I gotta be honest with you, dude. I have no clue why. I understand in fights, but in life, why cornrows are still a haircut. We've never ever had a moment of no cornrows.
I see why fighters and football players do it
for sure.
But then they do, that, but they do it outside of it? Of yeah, exactly. Like there's a lot of fighters that almost a lot of the female fighters cornrow their hair and then they never have cornrows except for when they're fighting. That I get. But I agree with you, Sam. I'm out on the cornrows.
Dude, I thought it jumped the shark with Ty Lue.
What is this? What the hell are we looking at?
Nah, he has to bring up. Yeah, he just beat a bunch of bums. Nobody good. It was like, I mean, this shows their record before they fought, and like each red thing is a loss. So this person lost their last 6 fights.
Jeez.
Just garbage.
The Edward guy never even. Oh, that's the first time he ever fought.
Yeah, it was his debut.
Are there any videos of him fighting these guys?
Yeah, it looks like the Zapruder film. You know, his mom filmed it on her fucking government phone.
We should get Punch Drunk to sponsor this fighter, and for like $20, he has to wear a Punch Drunk like
dude,
thing on his.
Well,
shorts.
Dude, I had that idea. I said we should,
Johnny,
you know, when UCLA when they made it legal for people to sponsor college athletes, we should find like the bottom guy on the bench at UCLA. And
I totally agree, Johnny.
Long snapper.
The long snapper, exactly. Somebody that would never get any money.
Send him $100, bro.
Okay. See,
send
I'm probably
$100.
All the. And all the videos are from this last thing. Hold on just a second.
Hey.
Johnny, your background looks very peaceful. It's what it looks like here.
You look like you're at peace, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, I am at peace.
Johnny, you look like you're at peace, Johnny.
Johnny, is that part of your new green screen action?
No. I'm just...
Did you and your gay husband go up to the fucking mountains?
No, it was that one. It was that one. Yeah.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Johnny, you still with your girlfriend?
I am, yeah.
Quote, quotation marks with the fingers?
Yeah, in some ways.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, I found one. Okay, I found one, and it does look like it was filmed on a potato. Here we go.
Someone's moving along.
Check this out, dude.
Yeah,
It's in 240p, so.
Who's he fighting? Oh, dude, is that him?
Is that this guy's
also
the
this guy's also got a weird, hugely Hispanic name, Ramiro Alcaraz.
Oh, so that's our boy with the red hair.
Is it? No, because he doesn't have tattoos. This is our boy over here. He's just got a different haircut.
Are you sure?
Well, he didn't have a big tattoo on his back, did he?
No, there's no way that's our boy. You found a different Reyes, bro.
Another Reyes Sanchez is what you're
saying. Yeah, dude, that's Reyes Sanchez.
That's like John Smith in Mexico, bro.
Yeah.
No,
that's him. Yeah, that's him. I recognize how he takes a punch.
No, it's not him, dude. Are you loving Tampa?
I love it. It's just, it's the best. Every day is the best. And there's so much work down here. I work every weekend because there's work everywhere.
Because you're a contractor now.
I'm digging ditches. No, I'm just saying it's like everyone, and you could just say whatever the hell you want. It's so refreshing. I mean, it took me like a year to figure it out and unwind and be happy. So yeah. It's good. Yeah. The scene's great. All the locals, the Orlando dudes,
dudes are deadly, bro.
Yeah. They're great. Great comics.
Orlando dudes are deadly, bro.
Yeah. But I got pushed because of it. I'm more conservative now because I'm, you know, I don't want to divide an audience, but I'm I don't like
why
what's
do you
going
hate
on.
The gays, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say is like gay people aren't people.
We don't want to be called people. We don't want to be called people by you people.
So many gay people out there, bro.
Thank you. Clay, I'm joking.
All right. So obviously you guys don't want to talk about UFC fights. So let's talk.
We never did. I'm going to talk about them.
Yeah, talk about them.
How'd O'Malley go? I saw you won, but
O'Malley won pretty easily.
O'Malley
he
fought
good.
A dude that had like half the arm length he did, and he just teed off on him. It's like so guy. Funny when you're just like you're setting dudes up.
He got rocked
O'Malley,
early in the first.
Ali, they all just got cans the fight.
I don't think that guy was a can yet. That was a pretty good test for him.
Let's see.
I totally disagree.
I'm just saying record-wise, he's
21-3. He's 21-3.
I mean, the odds of that fight wasn't a fucking landslide odds. I think he just fought him well. I think that was a good comeback fight considering he lost his last fight.
All right, I'll accept that.
Andy, now he did.
What's the name of the guy, the fighter that I said was a can that I'm regretting right now? What was his name?
Yeah, I'll Ali. Let you pronounce it. Here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Can Sam say a name? Okay.
There it is.
Ralian Pavia. I owe you an apology. You are not a can. You're a hard worker.
Triple E, we're sitting in for Rogan next pay-per-view.
I think it's Paiva.
Piava?
Can you imagine? That would be
my favorite on your mispronunciation.
Creed.
Because I think they can.
Dude, can you get Rogan to have you accommodate a UFC fight? Just one match?
That'd be so bad. What's his name, that dude? You know, that does, what's that called, that move?
And then what about the fucking, the lioness getting beat? And she got beat bad. She looked like she did not want to be there.
Well, here's the whole thing. I had like a 16 parlay, six fight parlay. Everyone hit but that one. The Shores fight is the only one I lost.
That's how they get you.
And... there is internet rumors. If you go to chadzumach.com, the chat boards are talking, and a lot of people think there might be a fight thrown.
Ooh, conspiracy theory on the next tinfoil hat.
Assassin's Creed, Armo style.
Why?
Well, the first round, she's dominating her.
No, I'm saying, why would you want to throw it?
It's a lot of money to make.
Money. And then the second, like, here's my old thing. She tapped on a weird tap. That's all. I mean, like, it was a weird tap.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. It wasn't under her neck. It was over her chin. And she, what?
Who are you saying what to?
You.
Oh, I said it was a weird, I think it was a weird tap. I think that she was just done. I think she just gave up. I think she knew she was fucked. But I'd have to watch the choke again. But she was
it
done
wasn't
when she,
under
when
her
she
neck.
Hit the ground. She was done when she hit the ground. She may as well just tapped on. She basically tapped on strikes. I think she just gave up. It was weird.
She's a little too happy after it. And
she was too happy. Yep, I agree.
You know,
I was saying to Sam, when,
like,
you know,
I like Jalapeno Pena. You know, I like her.
I got
she's hot. It's good to see a hot chick winning, you know? So,
I got two things. One, I think, and I was saying this to Sam when I was talking to him the other day, since we last saw the lioness, she's gotten married and then had a kid. That's all you're ever here with. And I think she's just been, maybe all she cares about is her kid right now, motherhood. Maybe she lost a little bit of her edge. I don't know. But I will say this. When she lost, did you see afterwards when they're interviewing, what's her name that won?
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm not surprised, motherfucker. And she stole Diaz's line.
Yeah.
Gets a laugh.
Stole the line or just was.
Made a joke out of it.
You know, stealing the line.
No, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. I mean, she tagged that joke or whatever. You know what I mean? Everybody knew she was joking. She thought it'd be funny. But she's holding a three-year-old while she did it. Three-year-old girl.
You can't talk shit with a three-year-old. Like,
why would you say, hey, mother, you know, her car ride home, her daughter's probably like, motherfucker this and motherfucker that.
You don't, dude, Yeah, I knew that was going to be an issue.
You saw it?
Words, bro.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying.
I'd say that while holding my babies. Yeah, motherfucker!
If she was four, if you, both your kids are four.
I say now both of them are 1.5.
Yeah, but when you're four, that's when you start repeating shit and all that.
Look, here's the tap. Here we go. You go right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Watch this tap. It just, it's not even under her chin.
Is it a neck crank or is she?
Fuck off her.
Is it a neck crank or was it a choke? I couldn't tell.
I don't know. I just, and so now the controversy is she said she's the first UFC mommy champ, right? And
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, she's the first mom to be a champ. And then, of course, you were talking about Amanda Nunes has a daughter, so she's upset. But what?
Oh, I didn't even hear this. Yeah, okay.
But what Pena said is like, yeah, I respect that, but you didn't give birth to your kid. I gave birth to my kid, so I'm the first mommy. Like,
no other champ had kids. No other champ had kids.
That's technicality.
Yeah.
Is that right? No other champ had kids.
Fine print, bitch.
Yeah, vagina birth, bitch.
Vagina. You don't know, man. Maybe she got that C-section action.
Yeah, that's true.
Show me. Show me the movie of your birth. I don't believe it. It's like the Obama's birth certificate. You show me. You show me a video of a baby coming out of you, and then I'll respect you as the double champ.
That's the next Netflix movie. The UFC Mama.
UFC Mama. Like I'll pregnant women. Lifetime Channel movie.
All pregnant women in the octagon.
UFC champion. They took her daughter. She said, enough. Fuck that noise. Liza Schlesinger stars in Fuck That Noise.
I got to tell you, though, I saw her movie. Not bad. It wasn't bad. I'm not, and I don't like her, but it was a pretty good movie.
That movie Eliza had?
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad, and I hate her.
I've heard that.
So props to Eliza. There you go.
Eliza.
Look at me. Being a nice guy.
You're trying to make your way back to Hollywood.
Yeah, I said I didn't like her.
Yeah, what if Chad just
you should do a podcast with her sister.
Sucks up to everybody from now on. That would be great.
You should do a podcast with her sister.
Alexa's sister.
What was the movie?
Chad Zumach with another famous a sibling of someone famous I don't like. Welcome. Dasha Schlesinger.
Zumach, you should have a Christmas special, and it's just like all the celebrities' siblings that hate their famous celebrity.
Hi, welcome sibling. To Maury Povich's new, what's it called? Oh, fuck, I fucked that joke up. Sorry, guys.
I'm going to start a podcast with Randy Quaid.
I like Randy Quaid.
Yeah, I do too.
You weren't nuts, didn't you?
What else?
Didn't you rob a bank or something? Didn't he rob a bank or something?
No, dude, he's just into conspiracies, bro.
Yeah, but I thought he robbed a bank or something.
I haven't been on the show in a while. Thank you for having me, first and foremost.
Our ratings have already dipped.
And we just got picked up by Gas Digital. So here we go. I'm into the NFL hardcore this season. Jason, you're a big NFL.
Actually,
let me have it.
I'm sexually into the NFL. I've been keeping an eye on your Las Vegas Raiders, Sam, because I know. In
God
fact,
help us.
Football poll, I always say Sam Tripley's Los Angeles.
A bunch of dummies yesterday.
But you're fucking Falcons. You guys got the same record, by the way, 6-7. So what the hell's going to happen? Are they second in that division?
Yeah, it's like a three-way logjam. We're tied for second. We have the same record as the Saints, and then Johnny's one game behind, I think, with Carolina.
We're done, dude. We're going for the draft. It's over.
What the fuck happened with the Raiders? The Raiders, it was just a big meltdown. Was that?
I don't know. They got rid of our coach. Our fucking number one wide receiver killed somebody in a fucking car crash. And then they got rid of our number one quarterback because he was threatening people with guns. I don't know why we're not doing
well. Do you think that affected the team?
No. No. I think it's just the dry weather.
Sam and everybody. This is for everybody. Except for the listeners. Everybody, the listeners, hit mute. What are your thoughts about
breaking news? Did you see somehow Shibu Inu went up to $400 and then went right back down?
Did it really? I didn't see that.
Nobody told me, I would have sold right there and made millions.
Me too.
Hashtag me too.
Jay, you answered my question.
We should have alerts for that, dude. We should put alerts on it.
We should.
Do you guys have DraftKings, or are they long gone?
No. I don't think we ever did draft, right? They're the ones that kind of fucked us, right?
Yeah, in our butts. Yeah.
Wasn't that DraftKings that you guys have a beef with?
Well, they didn't like that we said some certain words.
Like what?
Ad read. Hey, are you tired of being in a different league with, and you got to listen to some dumb kike Jew tell you how good his league is in that you're not even in?
What do they like?
Now you can play head to head against somebody else. It was something like that.
Oh, yeah. You remember we were talking about Armenian genocide? Do you remember the time we had a candy bar? And we were talking about how Johnny liked to eat the candy bar. Oh. And he walked through West Hollywood because the crunching helped him not hear all the butt fucking going on.
It would drown out the sound of cock sucking, is what specifically you said. Yeah. And they sent us a transcript, printed out transcript of the exact words.
Funny. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty funny.
It was, man. RX bar, I think.
That's how you know you're winning, bro.
Don't buy their product.
Did you guys hear that story about J.R. Smith? He went back to college. He's playing college golf. And he just graduated with a 4.0 GPA.
No, he didn't graduate.
I can give you here's the season. I'm sorry. Here's the list. This, I haven't found the email. Their issues were with, at 1 minute and 36 seconds, they're fucking with us. Keep in mind, they told us not to curse. At 2 minutes, 25 seconds, God damn you, idiot.
This is during the read, right?
Yeah. 3 minutes, 10 seconds, all the hot gay sex in West Hollywood. Know who that was. And then at 3 minutes, 15 seconds, he chews loudly to drown out all the noise from blowjobs.
That's when they decided they were done.
Have a full transcript of the whole thing.
And what was their problem? What part was
they? Yeah, what are they problem with all the fucking candy bars we sold?
Yeah, dude, I'm super stoked about our new sponsor today. You know, Johnny, look at those awesome bars. I say, I'm already eating those. Guys, RX Bar is a whole food protein bar. What does that mean? Our bars are made of real whole ingredients. Someone had to type this whole thing out, dude.
That's what it was.
This is where he started to fuck up. Okay. Turns out real food ingredients actually taste really great. RX bars are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. Whenever you like sweet or savory chocolate or fruit flavors, they're definitely on RX bar for you. It doesn't make any sense. No artificial colors, artificial flavors, or preservatives or filters. Man, snack-a-lotta, pussifada, puss. I don't even know what that said. Throw in a bag for the plane. Toss in your backpack for a bike ride.
First of all, we know who is reading this shit. The guy that always insists on reading the ads is the one who's literally borderline illiterate.
Toss in your backpack for a bike ride. You guys tell me what that said. Look at that word. What is that word?
He's dyslexic. He's always wearing sunglasses and not his real glasses.
And they don't.
He has reading glasses, but he's wearing sunglasses in a studio.
And they don't identify us. It's like a.
And he's the one that we go, yeah, let's let the blind guy with the sunglasses
on.
This
is offensive.
It's like a police report.
Who has a reading problem.
Sam is identified as person one. I'm person two. And then Jason here is person three. Jason goes, did he go? He went full snack a lack a pack a put a puss.
Oh, I repeat.
And me in the background, I go, they're fucking with us. And then, yeah. And then Sam again goes, yeah, snack a lack a pack a puss a puss. They didn't have a problem with that.
Jason, let me ask you this. What's it like being person number three?
I auditioned for girl number one, and she really gets what's coming to her in the next act.
Someone had to type this out. Listen to this. It's like Macca Lacca High, Mecca Heidi Ho, but it's Snacka Lacka Hooka Snacka Ho. Someone had to listen to, dude, I've had to do transcription before. It's a pain in the ass. Someone had to type
it. I've done it as well.
Snack at the office, and I'm trying to just read the read now. Snack at the office, push you through your 3 p.m. slump, but it's all one. And then I think, Jason, you finally realize, oh, that's their hashtag. That's their hashtag that they wanted us to read. And then that's when we get into all the dick sucking and stuff.
What's the promo code?
Then from there.
Yeah, what is the promo code?
Let's see if it still works. RX nut butter. Yes. Contains a few similar ingredients. Now, where can you get this? That's a great thing. And I go, I get them at the liquor store. And then Sam goes, no, you goddamn idiot.
Oh, no.
This goes on forever. It just goes on. I mean, it goes on. It's just, this email is like, they just transcribe the whole interaction. It's amazing.
Well, I don't know what their goddamn problem is.
RX bar, check it out. The peanut butter one's great.
I don't know what their problem is. We crushed that.
Are your parents having loud sex in the neighboring room during Christmas? You're all in one household. Chew on an RX bar. It'll drown out the sound of their fucking...
I want to ask you, Sam.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Raiders doing that thing before the game, going to the 50-yard line, having a team meeting, everybody shits on the fucking Chiefs fucking logo, and then they give up a fucking touchdown in the first play of the game right after that.
Hey, man.
And then it's 35-0 in 3 minutes. Do you think they did what a lot of people like to call poking the bear? And do you think that's such a good idea?
So, Jason, what do you think my reaction is to it? You asked that like you're Connie Chung doing a hard-hitting interview right now.
That's racist. Like, that's
what
racist.
Do you, what do you think that's my racist. Reaction is?
I'm saying, did you think it was funny? Were you immediately pissed off at your team? Or were you like, that's
dude,
what we get for doing that?
Dude, do you get mad at the coach and say you're undisciplined? Got you kicked knew. Out off the team. I checked out. I said, this season's gone. Derek Carr is not the answer. I mean, he's not the problem, but he's not the answer. He's
Do you
just
want
not.
Russell Wilson? Do you want Russell Wilson? I think he's on your list.
You're I love him, but like, we're going to have to give up draft picks, and then we're going to have a shitty defense again. And it just sucks. The wheels fell off. The wheels fell off, dude. Maybe go after Watts. I don't know, man, but it just sucks.
Well, that sets us up for this Sunday, Sam. The Raiders are taking on the Browns in Las Vegas. The point line is -6.5. Who do you go with on that one?
Here's the thing about
Raiders.
At this point, the Raiders. Yeah. The Raiders, I remember at one point, I'm like, dude, we could run this thing because we were doing well. Mm-hmm. Then the wheels just fell off. I mean, like.
I would take the Browns in 6.5. Give up 6.5.
I mean, dude, you remember that time, Chad, when you were standing right next to fucking Baker Mayfield?
Baker
and
Mayfield.
You didn't know it was Baker Mayfield.
I swear it was the craziest thing. It was like we went out for sushi. It was like.
Why were we eating sushi that day? Do you remember?
Because it was Brody just died, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, that was a tribute. I don't know. But we're standing there at Valet, and Baker Mayfield, the number one pick for the Browns, is standing there. I got the photo. Let me see if I still have it.
You remember when you didn't recognize him? I did.
Yeah. And he was trying not to get recognized.
Yeah. And then Chad just started going, hey, dude, can I suck your dick?
That same thing happened
for the rest of my life.
That's what Sam did with Kovalev.
I think Sam took.
Remember when he was in front of us and everybody kept all these Mexicans.
It's literally a selfie, Chad. It's literally based on how awful the picture is. It's a selfie.
Oh, okay.
Is that his dookie looks up?
Working.
That was crazy.
It was crazy.
Cleveland's trying to run him out of there, and they're, you know, it's like it's they do that. This is the first quarterback we've ever had, like we in like 20 years, and they want him gone.
You still believe in him, huh?
I do too.
Who else are we gonna go get, Johnny?
No,
like,
you're right.
There's nobody
who else.
Who
we gonna go get?
He's your guy. He's
yeah,
your
but
guy.
You can think about it. You can waste a decade like that, dude. Like, oh, he's no. good enough, man. No. He can get us there.
No,
he can get us there.
He's fine. He's young. He's fine.
What this is the second year he played with a head coach. That's the Stefanski guy. This is the second
that
every
matters.
Year.
That matters.
Yeah, so
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, and the one thing you could say, he is a competitor. He competes. He goes after it. You know, he was playing hurt. Oh, he's got a slow release, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you got to stick with them. Just like there's nobody left. Who are we going to go with?
Well, I mean, you got to get bad and draft somebody. That's your only choice.
That's your guy for the next.
We've been bad for 20 years.
That's your guy for the next 4 years. And then if
his QBR this year is 26th. He's 26th in the league in QBR.
We're 6-5. That's good enough for me. I'm a 500 comic.
Yeah. I mean, worst quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl. That's true for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It happens, but
why didn't it work out between Baker and Odell Beckham Jr.? Why is Odell Beckham Jr. playing well in Los Angeles?
Well, because they are clearly designing plays, two or three or four plays, especially in the red zone for him, because they want to get him involved. They want him to get a couple touchdowns real quick. one of his touchdowns was a bomb. The other one was a quick little skinny post on first and goal on the three. And, you know, any of their receivers could have got it. They intentionally ran that play for him to get him into the end zone and get him feeling a part of.
Skinny post sounds sexist to me.
Yeah.
And then eventually, if he gets good enough, they'll start targeting him. The defense will, and then that'll open up shit in the rest of their defense.
You know,
and then he might.
And I don't know what the fuck was going on in Cleveland with that. That was all weird to me.
And second part of that question, do you think he's homosexual? I do. Go ahead.
I think that I don't think so. But I think he'd be no stranger to maybe sucking Jordan's dick so he could hang out and be a part of Jordan's crew.
That's a callback, guys. That's a true comedian right there.
I'm sure. Thank you very much. But, you know, I think that in Cleveland, to answer your question, honestly, I think that in Cleveland, he was in and out of the lineup so much and hurt and not playing. And just, you know, in a 2-year window, you really never got to 8 or 9 games in a row of Odell Beckham. And Cleveland found a way to work around him and found a way to win without him and started pounding the ball and running with those two running backs. And hitting Hooper and what's the other fucking Njoku, the other tight end?
Yeah.
Started getting those guys and they go, fuck, man. If we're fucking, you know, 10-6 without Odell, and he's a goddamn, you know, it's kind of like having Ocho Cinco or kind of like having T.O. All the press is asking about this guy every time and giving him an opportunity to spot off at the mouth. And I just think that they got used to winning without him and realized, hey, man, we don't need this extra weight.
Yeah. So the third part of this question is to Johnny. Is Cam Newton bisexual?
I don't think so. No, he's just weird.
Okay.
I don't think, I'm being really honest. I don't think he is.
Are you looking for some?
He's got so many kids, dude. I mean, he just fucks.
Okay.
He could be like one of these guys though that fucks anything, like Sam Tripoli, you know, it's just like hitting holes, as he says.
If it's a hole, he's gonna go.
Yeah.
I saw Tripoli we and Tripoli went hiking one time and I saw him. He said he had to go pee and then he was taking forever. So then I went and looked in the woods and he was fucking a beehive. Hand to God.
Honey is the best lube, bro.
Yep.
Oh, no.
He was just getting stung left and right. Like, oh shit.
That's bro. The only way I can come.
That was his jackass audition tape.
Yeah. You guys,
Sam calls it beating off.
That now that crosses a line.
Well, that's my time on the show here.
You guys watch Succession?
What?
Succession?
No. Nobody.
Okay. Is it good? I've never seen
it. The finale just happened. It was amazing. Yeah.
People talk about that show, but I've never seen
it. What's it about?
Succession. It's about. It's kind of like Rupert Murdoch's family, like
very popular.
If they were dealing with how his empire would be handed off to his kids, but it's a comedy. It's great. It's good. It's by Adam McKay, you know, Will Ferrell's ex writing partner.
Oh yeah.
By the way, did you guys hear how they fell out? Did you hear how they fell out with each other? They fell out because Will Ferrell wanted to play Jerry Buss in this movie that Adam McKay's working on.
Yeah.
And he cast John C. Reilly instead, who looks just like Jerry Buss, by the way. Looks just like him. And that's what they fell out over, a casting thing. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, I have you watched any of the clips of that? It looks great. And the best thing is, like, Jerry Buss is the shit, right? He's just like, yeah, I'm 70 and I'm banging all these hoes. And everybody enjoyed it, right? They got money and ate well and dressed nice. He bought them good things.
They got that pussy stuff.
Have them drain his sack once in a while. And guess what? Everybody was happy until these blue-haired bitches came and ruined everything. When's this come out? I can't wait to watch it, even though
it's sex. I'm going to watch it.
All to come.
March,
you know?
I'm sleeping.
Her loss. I'm about to buy a team.
This looks awesome.
I want to build something special. A real dynasty.
This looks great.
First pick, 1979 NBA draft. The Los Angeles Lakers select Irvin Magic Johnson.
Oh, he looks like him.
With me, it's going to be exciting.
He looks like him.
It's so hard to do sports, right?
Yeah, it is.
This looks wonderful.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Jake Scholars that give Frankenstein were at the Lakers.
Magic motherfucking Johnson.
Style. Pizzazz.
Yep, that's how it was, bro.
I don't know why basketball.
Everything got like ruined.
To me, Dr. Bus.
Fat social justice warriors.
It's showtime.
They do.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah, it really does. Will Ferrell would have been, they got the right guy, clearly. He wouldn't have been right.
He would have done the fake acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have made that not interesting. And I'm not going to say what comic I know that does that.
Just say it. Come on.
No.
Say it. I'll say anything.
No.
I'll say anything. I auditioned for that day for that part of James Worthy and that, and they didn't go.
Didn't even mention James Worthy.
Yeah. Well, they just didn't show it in the thing, but I read for it.
Why they show Norm Nixon over James Worthy?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it was season two was James Worthy. But
I'm glad they casted guys that look like them instead of like Nick Cannon for some reason.
Yeah.
Or how about my favorite thing in commercials where like couples that look like they would never be together all have Filipino kids?
Yeah.
Like, look at this nerd dork with this other nerd dork and their fucking Asian baby.
Yep.
It's the American dream.
Right? It's unbelievable, dude.
That's why they say two wrongs make a two. Wait, is it? How do they
two
say
wrongs
that?
Two wrongs.
Two Ellie Wongs.
Make a white.
Oh, yeah. Two wrongs is the reverse of two wrongs making a white.
I love Ellie.
That's
Wong,
two whites,
man.
Making a wrong.
She's fantastic.
Just, you know, her Asian accent on stage is my favorite. Are all the people with fake accents on stage? Ellie Wong, Sarah Tiana. Hey, y'all. On stage, you're like, okay, why don't you just fucking come up with a fucking hay in your mouth, spit and chew while you're at it too. Is your bra a Confederate flag?
He was like on episode 14 of Hee Haw.
I love it. All these guys do it. It's just Hee-haw. Unbelievable.
I need an accent.
Yeah, you should have an accent.
You should go up there with a Cleveland accent.
Oh. Too soon.
Did you hear about all this shit Collinsworth is getting right now? What do you guys
Chris
think
Collinsworth?
About that? Yeah.
I haven't heard about that. What is he?
Well, I did. I caught it live when he said it because I had my fucking iPad in the garage. So I was smoking a cigarette when I was watching the game. So I took my iPad out there with me to keep watching. And he.
Your mom knows not to go in because you're jerking off?
No, that's this room. That's her closet while she sleeps. Just a glow of a cigarette, just a puff of smoke coming out.
Sound of one hand clapping.
They're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and for some reason, this bozo, because he just likes the sound of his own voice, Collinsworth, keeps talking about Aaron Rodgers and, hey man, he showed you his foot. He doesn't give a, he doesn't care about anything you say. This year in particular, there's nobody that's been more honest than Aaron Rodgers. I think to myself, I'm outside smoking a cigarette. I go, what? That's what I said of everybody. I go, except for that one time he lied and then admitted that he lied and said got everybody super in their panties in a bunch. It was hilarious. And he's giving really shit on 4chan.
So
I tell you what, I'm sick of Collinsworth. I'm so sick of.
How about his super gay son that he got a job somewhere else?
Mini me? I think it's a robot. I think he's cloning himself. I think
gay
he's got
robot,
nine
powerbomb robot.
I think he's got nine more of those in a closet. Just each one's in a different suit with different levels of being charged.
And he looks at all these black athletes with fucking, I thought he was going to be like, say something really controversial. It's like, man, what's up with Aaron Rodgers DSLs, huh? Someone's got gay face.
Can we agree Chris Berman needs to stop and just retire? This weekend, his nicknames were funny. 22 years ago this weekend, I forgot about that part. 22 years ago this weekend, his fucking stupid nicknames were fucking funny.
Back with his bag comb over.
Yeah, it's almost like he's doing an impression of himself from like 20 years
and
ago.
And they're not even funny, the stupid the nicknames. They're not. Every time he does it, I cringe. They're like bad dad jokes now. Berman,
it's like Lou Holtz, too. Lou Holtz, is he still on? I mean, he was hanging on by the nails.
They let him go.
Lou finally. Holtz,
on his last broadcast, his teeth went shooting across the fucking room as he tried to say the name Fitzgerald with those 1914 dentures in. And then shooting across like a hockey puck on the fucking from center of ice.
Dude, yeah, Vitale's finally, getting that way, too, now that he's got
him
cancer.
On ice.
Vitale's like that with cancer now. He's getting weak. It's
hard to see these guys slipping because I know you guys had Craig Kilborn on. Those old school Sports Center people were like, to me, were legends.
Best, man.
Dan Patrick's face now has completely lost his skull.
I never liked Berman.
Who's the guy that got kicked off of every network because he's an asshole?
Max Kellerman?
No. The one that was went.
Oh,
over
Keith
to,
Olbermann. Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, Keith Olbermann needs to get smacked.
Yeah, he's pissed off a lot of people.
I'd fight him for charity.
Who's the guy? I don't think the guy's name.
Skankfest. Fight him at Skankfest.
He's the Dennis Miller of sports broadcasting.
Who?
Like a Dennis Miller. What comics think of Dennis Miller is what those people think of fucking Oberon.
Oh, he sounds like an idiot. He sounds like an idiot.
Disconnected idiot.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's just like all these guys. You remember when Gaffigan was trying to speak up? Who's the House Speaker of Wisconsin that Rage Against the Machine hated? What was his name? Walker?
Texas Ranger? Walker, governor. Texas Ranger?
Yeah, Chuck Norris.
No, not Chuck Norris.
You're thinking of the governor? Governor
no,
Walker?
You remember he was the head of the... Really young, and he quit. He was the head of the Republican.
You're talking about the guy that was like lifting
weights. He had a beard.
Right?
Beard.
Scott
beard.
Walker. No, he didn't have Scott beard. Walker is the former governor of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
that's
he had
what
a beard. Shit.
He had a beard as Walker, Texas Ranger.
Who was the guy who was like the young Republican that used to work do PX90 to?
Yeah. Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan.
Do you remember when Jim Gaffigan was like, Paul Ryan, dude, he's trying to warn us. I'm like, Paul Ryan's the good guy now? The guy nobody likes, suddenly Jim Gaffigan thinks he's a fucking saint. And you remember, like, ATC was like, just if you couldn't love Paul fucking Jim Gaffigan enough, his flip-flopping on Paul Ryan. And I love Gaffigan. He's one of the best writers out there. He is a great writer. But that is, like, let you know how the left lost their fucking skull. Keith Olbermann was doing the exact same thing. Like, he was, like, singing the praises of, like, Liz Cheney or somebody. I forgot who it was. But you're like, dude, get the fuck out. Yeah, remember that guy? They thought he was the saint.
We're talking about somebody who let this picture be taken of him. Look at this. Yeah,
right? He's like, I'm just working out the Rage Against the Machine with my hat on backwards.
He looks like a muscular Chris Fairbanks.
Scott, hey, Chad, is that what most of your fans look like right there? They come in sweater vests?
That's like my neighbor. Guy's awesome.
So, it's unbelievable how the fucking left just loses their skull and throws out any of their sensibilities. Trump's a retard. The only reason I like Trump more than I like Biden is because I want to have sex with his daughters. That's it.
Plus, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a retard.
Dude, I watch his press con. I watch him over some Netflix specials. He's hilarious. He says the most ridiculous shit ever. So funny. It's insane. I don't care. I think it's funny. He's out of control. Are you a big fan of Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman on their takes?
Oh, yeah, dude. We've done a couple takes on her and her complaints about Jew face. How she's so upset about Jew. They won't give Jews a chance in Hollywood. And even Jews are like, what are you, retarded? Yeah, I am. I'm 50. My phone's not ringing anymore. And I just fucking did the worst rated show in the history of rated shows.
And the internet's littered of her dressed as Hitler in blackface. It's like all over. You can't not find it.
I don't really even like, I wish everybody like they got, those two got fucked because some idiot at Netflix saw it'd be a good idea to do a show shitting on Christmas by Jews. They thought
HBO,
that'd be a
right?
good idea.
HBO Max.
Yeah, oh yeah, HBO Max.
Which that makes
so listen,
even less
dude, we thought this'd be a really funny show. You know how everybody loves Christmas because they for some reason think it has to do with Christianity. dude, we got this great idea. Me and Sarah, two Jewish people, we're going to do a show shitting on Christmas. What do you think?
Dude, love it. Love it. We need more of this. Please make it, or just shit all over them. Talk about the patriarchy. We would love that. And just shit on anyone who makes fun of Hanukkah, because we can't have that. Go on. Love it. Good luck on that. Thank you. I'm sure I'll still have my job here by the end of the year. So thank you.
First of all, our apologies to Netflix. Sam, you know, he has a huge following. You might want to consider him. So he was going after HBO Max.
Not interested.
Okay. Oh, he passed on Netflix.
Passed on it. Passed.
TiVo, what about you? Are you interested in a Netflix special?
I'll pass, guys.
Wow. Two passes.
I have a MySpace special coming out. And then a Friendsters special coming out. Guys, I got to go. I'm going to an event. I got to jam at 6.
Oh, it's the event. What's the event?
I'm going to see David Sedaris speak. If you know who David Sedaris
is. At a NAMPLA event?
What's that?
Nothing. That's good. Good for you.
I mean, my sister's favorite author, so...
Hey, speaking of specials, our buddy, the great Jim Florentine, just released a special out on YouTube for free. If you just go watch it on his YouTube channel, it's really funny. He recorded it. It's free. Go check it out if you can. It's free. You know, it's out there. Jim Florentine Comedy on YouTube. Just plugging away.
There you have it. I love Plug away. Florentine.
He's the best. And if you want to see me live, Chad Zumach, the Z-Man, I'm going to be tomorrow headlining Off the Hook Comedy in Naples with your boy, Captain O'Brien. And then I'm going Friday and Saturday. I will be at Gregory's in Cocoa Beach headlining. Come see me. Thank you. God damn it. You guys are the best.
How's Florida, guys. Chad? How's Florida?
Fantastic. Look at this tan.
Man. Guys, when does this go out, Johnny?
Thursday.
Okay.
Never mind guys, about Off the Hook.
I'm going to be in I'm going to be in San Luis Obispo on the January 13th. So grab your tickets there. Then I'm going to be in Buffalo Helium's the following week. And then at the end of January, I will be in Long Beach with Eddie Bravo doing two Tinfoil Hat podcasts. So Tinfoil Comedy and then Swarm Tank. So go to samtribbley.com for all of your ticket needs.
I actually featured for you in Buffalo a long time ago. I remember.
Remember that? And
that was good times.
Bad for us because 5 people showed up.
No, it's before we knew about door deals and shit, and we got robbed.
Yeah, we totally got robbed.
We actually had a pretty good, because we did Shred Reagan, and we got paid like $100. We're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. We're like, we're killing it. We're killing it on the road, bro. All right, guys, I gotta go.
I'm gonna roll too, guys. Thank you for having me. Five stars. Bring home the troops.
All right. What are they saying? It disturbs me how much Sam loves this song.
He dances like he has special needs.
What are they saying?
Johnny, stop! Just let it rock! These are kids. We're supporting them. If you're a drunk puncher,
what?
Go out, buy this album.
If you want to find this and buy it, it's the
Which
kids
of
Wid Knee High. Let's Get Busy is the name of the album. Every girl's my girlfriend. Every girl's my girlfriend. Just gonna fade that out.
There. I'm gonna put this to vote. Should this be the new Punch Drunk theme song?